had written, it's part of the book, but it takes on a huge poignancy in the light of what's happened in Paris.
It's a poem called Email to ISIS.
That's
will you
right.
read an extract of that poem? It's
I will, and I did my master's in psychoanalytic studies at the University of Nancy in France, so I'm a confirmed francophile. And je voudrais dédier ce poème à toutes ces âmes qui sont mortes à Paris et en effet à la France. I'd like to dedicate this poem to all of those souls who died in Paris, and indeed to France. Email to ISIS. Hi, ISIS. I see you have a passion for ignorance, which is why you behead people to cleanse the world of knowledge. Because you consider culture a decadent concept, you blow up works of art to obliterate antiquities and the past. Since for you women are less than men, you blank them with burqas, negating their existence, confining them behind closed doors. If women bring children to school, they must have a male chaperone, otherwise you throw them off the highest building in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful. A god who, according to you, demands human sacrifice and the rape and murder of apostates and infidels. You know, ISIS, it's the usual story of religion from the history you excised. The Crusaders, the Catholic monarchs, Cromwell, the Inquisition. The intolerant have always engaged in wars of religion. I wish we had grown up a little more and abandoned those primitive opinions, for that is what they are, paradoxical ideas that are true and not true at the same time, undecidable metaphors that some people choose to live by, which helps them to be healthy human beings. I regret to say you're nothing special. People like you have always existed, Hitler and Stalin, Pol Pot and Mao Zedong, Kim Jong-il and Isaias Afwerki in Eritrea, tyrants who take their peoples hostage and experiment with terror and mass murder. When you have finished remaking the world in your image yet again, turning this verdant earth into a barren desert, may I ask, will there be room in your creation for those who sing and dance and sculpt and paint and make music, write with beautiful words and tell emotional stories, who value the human spirit, the freedom of the imagination, who take delight in the plurality of peoples, who place their trust in love and live their dream? Or will those few left alive who vehemently disagree with you be refugees fleeing the handiwork of a barbarian?
Michael Murphy, thank you very much for that. That's just an extract of the poem entitled Email to ISIS, which is in your new book, A Chaplet of Roses.
Today with Sean O'Rourke.
Wow, that is a very powerful piece of verse, which I've just listened to for the first time on Irish National Radio, RTE1. And I had been listening to the man who wrote that poem, who is a psychoanalyst who I've never heard of before. I had been listening to him talking about ISIS, and the theme was, you know, why do young men seem susceptible to becoming jihadis? And he explained it, I thought, very well. Now, the poem, okay, I have to say it disappointed me. It disappointed me because of the title. It called itself, or it was called, Postcard to ISIS, I think, or something like that. And for me, it's a magnificent poem for people who are anti-ISIS and who want to have a very fine expression of their revulsion of ISIS. And I would be one of those people. I am revolted by ISIS. It's as simple as that. And I can think of many other words I'd use too. I'm a bit scared of them too, to be honest. But if it is possible, it is possible to send a postcard to ISIS. It is possible to write something to ISIS which would be considered by ISIS, or by a person tempted by ISIS. That poem was so stridently trenchant right from the very beginning against ISIS that it was going to be, it is going to be completely and utterly labelled as, you know, the kind of propaganda that the other side would put out against us, the degenerate other side, as ISIS would see it. That's why I'm disappointed. I hoped that the man who I know nothing about, and, you know, this is not meant to be a criticism of him, it's more meant to be a saying what I, how I react to the poem. But it would be, it's a tremendous insight that a trained psychoanalyst will have on the dark side of human beings, we'll just call it the dark side, the shadow side, as he called it. Familiarity and sensitivity and delicacy of analysis can be used in order to get through to people on the other side, I believe. Now, it's awfully easy for me to say it, but all of my intuition and gut feeling is that there is another poem to be written called something like A Letter to ISIS, which would be a very good name. And I don't know who'll write it, but in a way it deserves to be written, even if it never does get written. But a very big thank you to the man who's Mr. Murphy, I think it is, whose name I've a bit forgotten, and I really would love to be at the launch of his book in Dublin later this week, and I must find a way of telling him that. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Join together, united, in the memory of the most horrible thing that happened in Paris, in the memory of the many, many horrible things that are being done all over the world by people who stop treating other people as if they were real. Flesh and blood, wonderful other human beings. Paul O'Mahony saying thank you for listening. Bye-bye.